Good evening. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to UFO Paranormal and United Public Radio Network, or we like to call it just UPRN, to the Angel Rock. I am your host, Laura Lee Potvin. I host the Angel Rock here every Monday live, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But I also co-host my second show called The Thing at the Foot of the Bed with my amazing friend and medium, David Hansel, and that is 7 p.m. on Thursday evenings. A few housekeeping things before I introduce these ladies. I'm trying to get Instagram streaming. We're just going to have fun here, you guys. I think with, it does not want to stream for me for some reason. We've had fun. That's Debbie's gone again. StreamYard's kicking her out. She's in Mexico, you guys. So we will pop her back in when we can here. Unfortunately, things just get crazy here with the internet, and she was lucky even to get power. So she will be back. I know she will. As soon as we hear her ping, we'll add her. In the meantime, if you like what you see, please like, share, and subscribe. Tell all your friends and family. This network has been around for 25 plus years, and we stream multiple shows daily live. And when we're not streaming live, the archive server randomly picks shows over the last 25 years and sticks them out there for people to listen to. There's something for everybody there. We always have new hosts joining the network, so there really is something for everybody here. Also, we have our own TV channel for the network. We do broadcast to every country in the world. We have a large global audience. 80% of it is mainly audio. So I will tell you in a second, after I tell you about the TV channel, how to join in the conversation. So TV channel. I'm looking because we had comments up here and they've disappeared. So I hope you guys can hear us. Looks like we're broadcasting where we're supposed to be. So let me know if you guys can hear us. We'd love to see a comment here and then I'll know you're with us. Also, TV channel. If you want to find it, you're going to sign into the channel store. You're going to look under UFO space P. You're going to type that in. There's a drop-down list and you're looking for UFO space Paranormal and United Public Radio. And that is our channel. And you can watch us on there. This show is streaming there live tonight. And many of our hosts stream their content and shows over there. So check it out. You can watch us right on your own TV. Also, if you want to join in the conversation, like I said a few seconds ago, that 80% of our audience is audio around the world. What you do is you're going to head over to UFO Paranormal and United Public Radio, either on Facebook or YouTube. Wait, that might be our guest here. Let's see what's happening. Oh, her power just went out again. It took her Wi-Fi. Oh, no. Let's hope she can come back in, you guys. Things are crazy over in Mexico right now. And Debbie even came home from a holiday early to be here for the show. So hopefully she can pop back in. We'll see. Anyways, where was I? I'm multitasking here, trying to get Instagram going, answering my messages from Debbie and and so on and so forth. And I don't see any of our comments here. So I hope this is doing what it's supposed to be. We are live, so we'll see what happens. And she can't. I can't deal with that right now. We'll deal with it in a minute. Debbie's trying to get back on. Anyways, where was I? I talked to you about Roku. Let's see. Sorry, guys. Many things going on at once when you produce your own show, and this is a live show. So I told you how to watch. That's where it was. So you can go to, like I said, UFO Paranormal, United Public Radio, YouTube, and Facebook to join the comments. You can also go to Canada's Most Haunted. I am streaming on my YouTube channel, which is the Angel Rock with Laura Lee Potvin. And I'm trying to stream to Instagram. Instagram is not working either. So I am not sure what's going on here, you guys. We are having lots of fun. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Anyways, returning guests. Hopefully we can get Debbie back here. She's saying that if she wants to use her phone, she has to download Chrome, which she does with StreamYard. So we'll see what happens if she does or she doesn't. But these beautiful ladies, they were both here in the beginning. We're here January 1st, and luckily today it's April 1st, so happy April Fools. Some of you, it will be April the 2nd, and happy Easter Monday to those that celebrate. So they are returning. You wanted them to return, and this beautiful lady here, who is a very close friend, I consider her like a sister, has been on the Angel Rock many times as well on her own. This is Leanne Clark, and she is an incredible channeler. She is, I call her the crystal wizardress. She does the Akashic Records, and she's highly intuitive, and she's just super knowledgeable about a variety of topics. So Welcome, Leanne.
Hey, hello everyone. How are you? How's everyone doing?
I hope good because I'm not, I got to check and see if we are streaming on because we had a bunch of people on YouTube and I don't see anybody's comments here. So we will see what's going on here. Let's see if we are live here.
You know, I just thought of something when you said we were here on New
This is not going out. This is not going out on, you know what we might have to do? I've never done this before. We may, well, I don't know what to do because it's saying we are broadcasting. It says we are live on YouTube and nothing is showing up. I'm going to say we are live. We are live. I don't know what is going on here.
Showing. So if it's saying it's live, then I'm assuming it's recording something, right?
Yeah, but I feel bad. We got a whole bunch of people. I'm going to say try closing and reopening. Try closing and reopening the stream YouTube, I'll say. Because, yeah, there's a whole bunch of people. They're waiting for us. I already commented, and I should see them here, and I'm not. So hang on if I close it and see.
Okay.
Not, we may be messaging. Debbie is backstage. Hang on. Finally. Hello.
Can you hear me? Holy hell.
Okay, people are finally showing up because we are live on the thing at the foot of the bed. We are. That's what happened. Yes, we are. We're on the wrong channel. I hit the wrong button doing this. I'll tell them, go to thing at the foot of the bed. Hang on. And then I'll introduce you. Holy cow. We have had a lot of I'd have never done that one before, ever. So you know what we might do? Let's end this quickly, guys. Okay. We'll go live if we're supposed to. And I will be right back. I can tell Julie that. We'll be live on the Angel Rock in 30 seconds. Okay, hang on. They're all coming over here. They're all coming over here. Never mind. They're all over here.
Okay.
I'll say, never mind. We're here. I'll say, never mind. We'll just go with it. We'll just go with it. And I'll tell them to go to, I've never done this before. This is crazy.
You know, there's a reason for it all. But no, what I was
We had a lot of technical issues. I guess. Go ahead. Can I introduce Debbie before I do anything? Debbie, she's been on. We already kind of introduced you, told them you've been on January 1st with Leanne. Everybody wanted you guys back. You guys are so we're back. Debbie is an incredible medium and psychic. She's got all kinds of incredible intuitive decks out there. So if I've missed anything, Debbie, let me know. Let me get everybody over here. I just want to ask everybody. Did I miss anything?
So let me say something.
Go ahead, Leanne.
So we were here on January 1st, and we're here on April 1st.
Oh, fast.
Basically, spring. So basically, we got New Year's twice. Woo! We get New Year's twice.
Live for some reason. Oh, no. Hang on. That's on nice. The thing at the... I know I hit the right button because I gave you guys the links to get here. So I don't know how this happened. Thing on the thing at the foot of the bed.
I just so from my perspective with the fact the power going out and I got an hour difference because we drove home yesterday to be here because where I was the internet was really patchy. So rather than have a screwed up podcast, I decided to travel home. And then this morning I just start doing stuff and the power goes out. I'm like, holy Hannah, and words to that expect. And I had some expletives thrown in there as well because I just didn't know what was going on.
And I gave you guys a link. I did give you the link to this. I have no idea how this is happening.
I was an hour out because where we would have been, it would have been that time. And I forgot we'd come back. Oh.
I don't know, you guys. We got crazy stuff going on here because this has never happened in all the time I have produced this show and done this. I have never ended up on the wrong channel. So I don't know how this happened. No idea.
Anybody coming in? I can't see any comments yet. So I didn't know. Oh, yes.
We do have comments. We do. Hang on. I was going to end it and restart it, but we'll just stay here. and finish.
Oh, you patient little souls, you.
Well, we're under the thing at the foot of the bed, which is, I'm just getting rid of these comments because I commented on here and it comments everywhere. So let me just delete these and then we won't end up having, this is crazy. Like I said, I'm going to hear about this, but I didn't do it on purpose. So we're going to have two shows.
I'm including April Fools as well.
Yeah, April Fools. That's what it is. April Fools.
It's that, and we're on the end of Mercury retrograde. What retrograde?
I don't normally believe in that kind of stuff, which is crazy. Okay, everybody's caught up. Everybody's figured it out. I posted it. Yes, guys, because honestly, I've never done this. I booked both shows. My background didn't show up, and it should have showed up. Regardless of whether because I booked Mondays and Thursdays show. I know it was the Angel Rock. I know it was. I have no idea. So happy April Fool's. Let's say hi to everybody who we're waiting here. We've got everybody figured it out. Thank God my YouTube channel shows all this. So Julie's Jean Bassett was here. She had to go to a class. So she said Mercury retrograde and you were living on the thing at the foot of the bed, I'll say. We got Diane Brighton. Hang on. We got Cindy Simpson, Z Sun Dragon, which is Kevin. And let's see what else here. Yep. Everybody else just saying hi to everybody. I know, Debbie, you've been having, like, that's what took us. You were trying to get in here. Then your power came on. Then it just went out. It's insane.
But it was so funny because this morning, you know, we got back later last night to be here to do the show today because, as I said, the Wi-Fi was a bit intermittent, and I thought, well, I wanted to have a strong connection, and I know in our condo it's very strong. So when the power went out, and I just sat there, and I actually wrote fear, distractions, and things we can't change, and then I just did some writing because I thought this is crazy. And then when the power did eventually come on again, and I was coming on to you, and then it went off again. And with it went the Wi-Fi, and our property manager says, oh, it may have burnt your modem, so you may not get Wi-Fi. And I'm like, no.
I figured out what happened. Kevin says, well, it did say Angel Rock is live in 8 minutes, and then he was there, and then it timed out. I know why. I completely forgot when Facebook, if you're 10 minutes past the start time, it won't... it kicks you out. So what it must have done is kicked us right over to the thing at the foot of the bed.
Oh, joy.
I've never had that happen, ever. So, Debbie, sorry, you were saying some of the things you got from Spirit. What did you get? Because we're going to talk about those two things. Right?
This is what I got because I decided that I wasn't going to go into the what if, is it going to come back on or not? Because I thought, well, if it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And of course, then I didn't realize my phone hadn't got Chrome on it and it needed Chrome. So all of those little, what I call everyday distractions. So as I say, I sat down, I wrote fear, distractions, and things we can't change. And I wrote here, we have always lived in changing times where life can easily plunge us into fear, distracting us from our true journey, the one we all call life. We listen to others, we observe with our eyes, but not through our heart. We go outside instead of in, where we can just be. Our phone pings and tings, things pop up. And if we are not careful, we go off the beaten track, following only what we are being shown, which is true. I've done that so many times. Fear of the unknown rises up within us, boiling over, crushing our dreams, controlling our thoughts. That is a time to go within you, as you have forgotten, you have all the answers waiting for you to unwrap them and discover the treasures and truths that lie deep in your soul. Take a deep breath, close your eyes, and dive into your unconscious divine self. Let the truths fill you, swim around in this pool of vibrational self-love, and let the waters of spiritual knowledge flow over and into you. Don't be a fool and be constantly distracted. Breathe into your heart and let your soul be open to receive. And I thought that was so much just for what was going on today, but also the fear, the confusion, the whatever you call it, coming up to do with April the 8th and the solar eclipse. You know, we all know about the magician and the way that we can be distracted away from all the things that we need to be focused on. And I feel truly that if we have that fear rising up in us, instead of going and checking what it says here and what's going on here and how this is happening there, that we just go inside into our heart, sit there, have that conversation, and then become grounded and centered at the same time. So anyway, that was my thought.
Well, the other thing I want to add with that quickly, because I had a conversation with Augie Nost last night, who both of you have met before. He's been on the show before. And I asked him specifically, I said, what do you think, what are you hearing, what are you feeling about April the 8th? And I love what he said, because I am seeing this everywhere. I just had a friend I shared in our group, our chat group we have from Australia, that sent me a whole bunch of fear things that we're hearing about April the 8th. And we got to be careful being on YouTube with what we say. But he said to me, yes, I think something may be coming, but, and he does have the mastermind. And he said, our group pictures that we are safe, we are healthy, and we are whole. And the part that people forget, okay, is, and I was having this conversation on the weekend with somebody, a client, I'll say, and they were feeling quite hopeless and helpless in the situation. Mm-hmm. Actually, not about April the 8th, but believe it or not, paranormal activity. Oh. And I said to them, listen, whether your mind, which we think runs the show, we know it doesn't, our higher self or subconscious, whatever we want to call it, runs the show. It's always on. I said, whether you say you can or you can't, you will be successful. And I believe that quote was from Henry Ford. And I said, you need to start telling yourself that, yes, I will get out of this. I will get help. I will be able to do this. And I said, because when we focus on that, we're helpless, we're hopeless, you know, there's nothing I can do, and my life has gone to crap, and, you know, or even April the 8th, you know, like attracts like energy here. And especially this person's dealing with something very severe paranormally. It feeds off the fear. It feeds off the negativity, the depression, the sadness, the anger, the lower vibrational emotions. So it's so powerful with what you just shared, Debbie. And this part too, Leanne, do you want to add anything to that as well?
No, other than I just agree with you. Absolutely. What I was thinking when you said that was, I had the visual of, here, you can have your crap back.
Absolutely. I love it. Yes. Take it. It's yours to keep, to have and to hold from this day forth.
Yes.
A lot of people have a hard time, including, I think, all of us. It's not just people who are following a spiritual path or whatever, but we don't realize that we really are the creator of our own destiny. And a lot of it that we don't do, it's because the ego steps in. Not that the ego is bad, it's there for a reason, but it talks us out of it. Or fear of the unknown, or whatever, that procrastination. I'm one at that. I start a million things, have a million different ideas, and then I get pulled off in a different direction. And the thing is that if we learn to focus, and even if we don't believe it, putting up visual reminders around us, like, yes, I can do this, I can do this, or a picture of what we want to achieve, and it hits different senses, we can make this happen. So even when we go back to April the 8th, because I mean, Debbie, you've shared that you've been receiving a lot of questions about what's going to happen April the 8th. I'm sure all of us have. I know I have too. And because there's so many videos out there, that it's really spreading the fear instead of realizing how powerful we are as a collective, and that we could focus on manifesting whatever we want to see. We've done that with storms in Mexico, a small group, right?
And here's the thing. I've been very lucky in the last 60 days. I've been traveling to Mexico City. I went to the pyramid there. And then I went to in Cholula. And then I went to another pyramid. And I was talking to this gentleman that has been sort of a curator or guide at the second pyramid we were at. And I said, what are your thoughts on April the 8th? And he said, oh, the solar eclipse. And then he showed me a picture of, because at the moment that volcano in Mexico City is puffing black smoke, and it could erupt at any time. And he showed me this beautiful photograph of a sunset on solstice, summer solstice last year, that he had taken from that pyramid, showing the volcano and the sun just disappearing. It looked like it was going into the volcano, but it was down behind it. And he said, you know, we've had eclipses. And if we go back to the Mayans and the Aztecs and the pyramids, we didn't have social media. He said they didn't have social media in those days. Literally, it was an event that they knew would happen. And it was a very, the pyramid we were in actually was not one where they did sacrifices. So that was good to know. But it was one where it was a celebration of the life of what the universe, the earth, the mother, the Gaia, could give us. And so maybe it's time for all of us to switch off our social media and our Facebook and the TikTok and all the wonderful distractions that we have, that if we go into a, you know, how many are positive and how many are negative, you can only make that out, you know, make that decision yourself. But if we look at the eclipse as an event, it's not going to burn your eyes out if you have the protective eyewear. It's not going to fire things from the sky. Yes, I am concerned that CERN are firing one of their whatever it is, hydro whatever colliders in to see what happens, and they are firing
already. I talked to my partner that you both know that we sometimes confer with, the devil. He says they've already started that.
And then there's a rocket they're sending up to can monitor the eclipse. Is that going to make a difference on it? I don't know. I hope not, because sometimes when we screw in Mother, she gets a little bit peeved with us. I think that's a good word, peeved. there was another word there, but I didn't use it. She gets a bit peeved with us, and she'll just remind us who's in control here.
Yeah. Every time we mess as man with the mother, Mother Nature, Gaia, what happens? And thank you, Christopher. He said, thank you, Laura Lee, for this wonderful show of yours. Well, thank you for being here. We had some technical things going on, but we're here. So thank you for joining us. But no, think about that. I think about the cane toads, for example, over in Australia, right? It was this brilliant idea to put them out there, not a regular species. It was an invasive species. It was supposed to take care of one problem. What have they created? A much huger problem. And this is what happens every time man messes with nature. I believe that.
The thing about it is, it's like some of the things that have been happening in our world, in other areas, and I won't focus on one, where research was never done, but somebody blundered in and said, this is the solution to our problem. And I'm a great believer in research. Seriously, when I was in corporate world, that was one of my tasks, and I had to research companies and situations. And if I didn't come back with every avenue and possibility to show to my bosses, I'd have lost my job. You can't just cane toads are a nocturnal creature. That would be the first thing you would know about cane toads. And for the sugar cane in Bundaberg, when they took them in there, they needed something to eat the aphids during the day. Duh, somebody didn't do their research. And that is a big thing. We rely on supposedly experts that tell us this is the right thing to do, or this is what we're going to do for the good of. And none of them have really done their basic, what I call boots on the ground research. And that peeves me immensely. As a human being, as a spiritual person, as a mother, as a sister, as an individual, it upsets me. Because
I think it upsets all of us, though, because we all come from, I realized in my trying to get things working here, I forgot to mention, too, I mentioned you, we're all psychic, medium, intuitive type people. I do the Akashic Records like Leanne does. And so we, I think that that's why we work so closely together, because Leanne, as I say, the muggle job that we all used to have, nurse, you in business, Debbie, you as an epidemiologist, Leanne, we all know the importance of research. And this is the issue that I have. And I don't say this with judgment. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, but what people, human beings, for some reason, have this affinity that they're always looking for a leader. It doesn't matter. You could have a whole bunch of people on a stranded on an island. And what will they look for? One person will step forward and take control, and everybody follows. And what my thing is, as I'm getting goosebumps as I'm saying this, we all have a brain. We all have the ability to think. We don't need, you know, when I heard this years ago from a mentor, and I didn't understand at the beginning, it was, what other people think of me is none of my business. I said, what do you mean? Of course it's my business. I care what people think. No, it's none of my business. I think if we all went along doing what we're meant to be doing instead of worrying what other people think, including we don't need to follow. Don't remember the old saying? I don't know if you guys had this growing up, but my mother would say to me, so if your friend told you to jump off a bridge, would you jump off basically? Or though everybody's jumping off a bridge, were you going to jump off? No, we should be thinking for ourselves. And I think it was a beautiful way to start, Debbie, with the fact that message from spirit about going within and swimming in that knowledge. Leanne, did you want to add something to that? Leanne, yeah. So good. She'll just sit back. Debbie and I will sit here and talk and talk for we love. And she's just always so quiet and patient.
I'm up here. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I'm having a full conversation over here. But I think people are looking for a leader. I had something else I was going to say. It's gone now, but I think that's what we've done for so long, that it is like, okay, somebody will show up and put everything into place for us. Like, somebody will show up and do it. Yeah. And I was just thinking, if we were on a desert island and we would wait for somebody, I was thinking, I'm going to be on jury duty here soon. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to be the jury for a foreman. No.
Well, that's a surprise. You haven't even shared that with us. That's going to be interesting. But okay, so Michelle had said here, and she's right, I think we all just want to be liked. But I think the reason why we all want to be liked is because we haven't been taught or been led to spend the time on learning to like and love ourselves, including the fact you said, Michelle, and heard. But there's lots of ways to be heard, and it's not always speaking, right? Yeah, I mean, you can write, you can create with social media, you can create your own community, your own channel, you could do all of these things if you so felt led to do it. I think everybody has something to say. Right. And we find all these people that love to go on other people that speak up, speak their mind and dump their trash on what they're saying because they don't agree. Again, one of my biggest pet peeves is, listen, this isn't an invitation. If you agree, great. If you don't, that's okay too. Head over to your own page if you want to dump your trash somewhere. I don't want your trash here.
Yeah.
Like Kathy said too, I'm going to add this. She said, become more of a critical thinker. And yes. I agree.
Yes.
Well, I think what we're getting at here is education and our culture has failed us on how we can really be what we should be like, really, for a better society and to be better people and better to each other and better for ourselves. But
that's what was used, being very careful about what we're going to say over the last few years. Well, you're not being a good citizen if you don't go along with the crowd. That was being fed into our psyche, right? And again, that's where I think it's so important in this day and age, especially when it comes to the fact that we have AI, we have deep fakes, we have these things. Anything can be faked. Last night I was turned on some mindless video. And there was an older lady, she'd been happily married, I think for 50 something years, her husband passed away, and she was minding her own business on all platforms, LinkedIn, and some man messaged her. And because she's older, she started sending him money. She even had video from him and him speaking and the whole bit. So it was a new series. I think it was on Facebook or YouTube, and it was sort of a subset of catfishing. And they were showing her right in real time on Skype how they made a picture, some random picture they just pulled off and had it speaking with this guy's voice, the host. She was shocked. Absolutely shocked. So I think we have to be so careful as where I'm going with this, though, that we really do need to start researching and taking a look at various platforms, not one article. I think most people are starting to wake up. I'm seeing that we can't always trust even what we're seeing in legacy media, for example. We need to take a good look, right? And see what feels right, because we all have the intuitive ability. Would you agree?
The thing about it is, somebody just put education needs a reset.
I saw that. I was just highlighting it.
I love that because 100%. Education, you know, when my son was at school, like he's now 49. So when he was at school, some of the things that with the mathematics, because he was dyslexic, he was having difficulty with. And I thought, well, things that he would need to know when he leaves school is how to deal with money and what money is, and, you know, as far as paying for something or buying something or that kind of thing. So I started to teach him, you know, about the math with money, which was understandable to him, rather than these little blocks and cubes and that kind of thing, which did not, you know, connect with his brain. And, you know, teaching him how to grow things, like how to plant seeds and things like that, which is an education in itself. I jokingly was talking to somebody the other day, and we were somewhere, we were enjoying, in Mexico City, they have these canals which actually connected all of Mexico City in the day. Now, of course, they're a big tourist attraction, and you get on the barge and you go through and you see all these different things, and people will come up and they will, you know, bring food, and you can buy food or you can buy beer or whatever and knickknacks. But I notice everybody's sitting like this on their phone. Nobody's actually looking around. And I thought, what a shame. And we noticed that quite a lot when we were going to some of the different castles or to the pyramids and things like that, how many people were just on their phones like this. Like, I take a lot of photographs, but then I put my phone down and then I absorb what's going on around me. And I was talking to somebody and I said, it scares me a little bit, because if technology does go down, as we keep hearing, it's going to shut down and there'll be no technology.
Shut everything down.
Everything down. Mm-hmm. Will those people that are texting on their phones and their little movable thumbs be able to know how to milk a cow? I know that sounds crazy. Or plant seeds, or make bricks, build a house, or, you know, fix their car, and all of those kind of things. So anybody out there that's listening in, if you have a craft, a trade or something, please feel free to share it with those around you, because if we do have something like this, we're going to be a lot of loss. So, like, I know how to cook, I know how to grow vegetables and things like that. I do know how to milk a cow. I do know.
I'm shocked how many people don't know how to preserve food.
Exactly.
My grandmother was a witch, and she really was. I did not enjoy either one of them, but I specifically spent time with my mom's mom. She taught me how to knit. She taught me how to bake bread from scratch.
That's something I can't knit. I couldn't knit to save my life. But yeah, it's just what I call everyday things that when we're teaching our children or those around us, you know, how to do certain things, so that if the world comes to an end, as far as internet and all those things get shut down, that we can actually get on and still do things. And, you know, I'm blessed in that respect. I've grown up in a poor family, I suppose. So those are the kind of things that we were told and taught. So, you know, sometimes in a privileged situation, we don't have to learn those, but now may be the good time to start, you know, learning how to do canning, how to grow vegetables, or how to dry fruits and, you know, foods and that kind of thing to be able to store them. Because who knows, you know, none of us
know. How to get water. Because yes. I will tell you, I had a conversation a few years ago. It was quite a few years ago now. And there was a very young person I was mentoring. And I think this was when my show was on a previous network from Monday to Friday. And he was a guest on there with somebody else. And I forget what we were talking about. It was kind of, because I've done some prepping shows. I really have. Usually when my partner was on here on this network, we would do them from time to time. And I had said that, God forbid something like that happened, the most important currency you are going to need is water, as well as how to start a fire, because most people can't start a fire from nothing. And he laughed at me and he went, water? What the heck's the matter? Water. And I said, really? I said, and you live in Florida? I said, what are you surrounded by? All of a sudden he started to look and he goes, salt water? I said, can you drink salt water? And he said, no. So I said, if you have no power, you have no lake around you, you have nothing, I said, where are you going to get water from? And it just dawned on him. It hit him like a ton of bricks. You could see it on his face. And people don't think about this. And when I've done shows on prepping, I have said to people, I'm not saying this to you to scare anybody.
Well, you know.
I am saying this because it never hurts to be prepared. I know Leanne and I have had a lot of conversations, obviously off air, before even you had met her, Debbie, about preparation, right? And having things settled.
Yeah. I mean, I think partly this is from the way I was raised, like what Debbie said, these things I knew how to do. I was around a lot of older people. I swear, for people, jobs I've worked, older people I've worked with, they're like, how old are you? It's like where did you come from? There were all these things that we had food stocked up for 2 weeks a month. That's how we live. Mm-hmm. We canned food, we froze food, we dried food. We had all those things. And so my friends make fun of me. The first thing they do is they go look at my pantry. And I'm like, it's how I was raised. So I always have food. And I look that way, like 1, 2, 3. Yeah, okay, I got about 7, 8 days if I had to do it. I've got about 7 or 8 days. And it's something, it's just how I'm wired. I look at it that way of, yeah, okay, I need to get some more of this and make sure I've got some stuff put back. So that's how it's common sense to me. But
well, Michelle said that. I think I have common sense is what she said. But a lot of people don't have common sense.
Right. I mean, it's something you weren't taught. You didn't think about it. You don't know how to think about it. But
and the other thing is to be able to start a fire and a good way to learn. I think it was Venezuela. I know Puerto Rico too have been without power for a couple months, and so they've had no internet, they've had nothing. And I've seen some people interviewed and they've asked people that have been through this and survived, like, what was most important to you? What was the biggest thing? And they said, coffee, cigarettes, water, matches or a lighter, and believe it or not, alcohol. And it wasn't for people that have an alcohol issue, but first of all, it's flammable. If somebody's in pain and you have to give something to help control pain, it's not ideal, but it's something. And so I have lighters. I'm actually, my partner shocked the heck out of me. He says, here, Valentine's Day. I go, what, you bought me something? And he did, but I pulled it out. It is the coolest thing I've ever seen. It's about this big. It's got the brightest light you could ever see on it. It's got an emergency light. It's got all different lights. It has a lighter inside that lights up a heating equipment. It's got tools that you snap that are all snapped in, and it's about this big. It's got everything you could, a knife on it. It has got everything you could think of. It's the ideal survival tool, but people don't think about these things, right?
Okay. Well, we're talking about being prepped, but in a different way. I did this for years and people just laughed at me, but a mini air compressor. I have one in the back of my car. And when I found it, I was like, oh my God, I love this. I bought one for my sister. I bought one for my dad. I bought one for a coworker. I mean, I was like, no, don't laugh at me. This is like, well, my dad and sister are like, oh yeah, this is great. But the coworker kind of laughed at me. I'm like, no, really, this is a good thing. Like you have a flat tire. You can do it. You don't have to modify the thing. It has lights on it, flashing lights. It has emergency lights.
Wow.
Yes. The best thing. And an emergency roadside kit. Yeah. I always have those. Always.
Like, well, my partner has even a little, it's this big. And our neighbors marvel at it because we all help one another out if there's an issue, because you do need to make friends with your neighbors. You do. I mean, we don't bug one another, but we know one another. Everybody's friendly with one another. But it actually has battery cables. So like you could use that as a power source for anything, but it's this big. It's not really big, but it's a power source, right? People don't think about these kind of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Going back to growing things, we've got two balconies, one at the back and one at the front. And my other half says it's like a jungle out there. But I have different herbs and stuff that I'm growing, and I'm trying to grow some figs, and I'm going to start my tomatoes and things like that, so that I can dry them or freeze them or can them. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can and put in the refrigerator, so because we don't have canning jars here. But those kind of things to me are important. And the
just to add to that, you can with a jar and a regular lid, as long as you can get it to seal, and you'll know if it's sealed. They usually have that little pop button if it'll pop down.
Yeah. The trouble is, most everyday items that have, once they've popped open, they don't reseal again, because I tried doing that. And so you have to have the canning jars. Now I could buy them off of Amazon or somewhere like that, but at the moment, if I can and put them into the refrigerator, it still works, and then I have to use them within so many weeks. So,
but even having a knowledge, well, I use my nursing every single day, even though I can't actually go back to work in a hospital. But I also have, I would not call myself a naturopath or anything like that, but I have a deep knowledge of natural type things that are around us. I really believe, going back to the mother or Gaia, that we are provided with everything we need.
Yes. Yeah.
Like dandelions. We're always trying to get rid of dandelions. People have no idea how powerful dandelions are and what kind of medicines are in there.
Yeah.
Luckily, my husband and I agree that the dandelions and the clovers are staying. So they're in the backyard. But our front yard is a cesspool. We're trying to figure that one out. But no, we keep them because we're like, no, we don't want the turf grass. Like, we want the bumblebees. My husband made a good point. He's like, no, the bees have nowhere to go. I'm like, yes, you're right. I said, I'm good with you. Let's keep the weed grass. I don't care. As long as it's green and doesn't look too bad. Which it doesn't.
You know what I found? I just about fell over because I love to shop at Dollarama, the Canadian Dollar Store, Dollar Tree.
I miss them so much.
I know. I like to find like really good deals and stuff. Anyways, it was in the craft section. That's usually my longest place. And I seen this little house, and it had like chicken wire, and it looked like it had holes and little logs and stuff. And I look on the back, it's for bees. So I'm going to put it up for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. Very nice. Yeah, that's something I do miss in Mexico. We have a little section in Walmart, which has a cheapo section. And then we have a store called Waldo's, where I am. It's okay, but it doesn't have the Dollarama and that kind of thing. I do miss out about Canada. So sorry.
If that's Dollarama has gone up. Dollar Tree, though, I was hearing Americans talk about this today in a podcast, and they said, because they have a Dollar Tree Plus, and we now have a Dollar Tree where I live. And they all know me there, because like, I just can't believe the prices. Anyways, I guess their Dollar Plus, which we don't have, is going up $7 American. And they're going, what are we going to call it? Can't call it Dollar Tree anymore.
Like, you can't call it Super 8 or Super 6, because that's what you used to pay, $8 and $6. And now they still call it a Super 6 and a Super 8, but they're not $8 or $6. So, so I'm curious, in anybody that's watching, listening, their thoughts on April the 8th.
Like, I was just going to go back there, Debbie. Debbie and I and Leanne, we have this like psychic thing that I literally was going to say that you started talking. Yeah, so what are your thoughts? Let's hear it, you guys. What do you think? What have you heard? I don't know what to think. And like I said, I had this conversation. I think something is coming, but now I'm almost feeling like, because it's been out there so much, that it's just to kind of stir the pot and stir up the fear a lot.
The magician, look over here while I'm doing something over here. Come on, people. We've got it by now, should have. Anyway, I don't want to go into all that.
No, but it's true. But it is true. And I think that we'd be safe in saying that when there's something big going on in the world, including in the entertainment industry right now, we've all seen what's going on there. It doesn't hurt to take a look at what else is going on that nobody else is paying attention to.
Yeah. Well, you know, for instance, the Baltimore Bridge, I've had people send me videos to do with, this is just like 9/11 and the Twin Towers, it's all... this, that, and the other. And I'm like, you have to wonder with the timing. And somebody sent something on Simpsons, wasn't it? Simpsons had predicted
I sent that because we have a chat group, but it's ridiculous because people say, now if we want to know what's going on in the world, we need to keep watching the Simpsons.
Okay, this morning I was watching a compilation. And I watch a few compilation channels, and I'm like a year behind. But one of them was on The Simpsons. And so this whole compilation was The Simpsons. And I'm like, oh my God, wait, you just said that about the bridge. And it was just one after another, after another. And I'm like, okay, I knew they predicted things, but oh my goodness. Like, just,
I don't think they predict.
I love what Cindy has said here, because I, like you, do not feel that anything.
Well, we'll have to read it, Debbie, because 80% of our audience is audio. So do you want to read it?
Okay. So Cindy Simpson says, I don't listen to the negativity about April the 8th. We won't know when the end of the world will come. Okay. Correct. Absolutely. We don't know when our death date is. We're a number somewhere. Even if we do, I'll stay positive. And I totally believe that, because if we get pulled into the fear, then we get dragged down, and then we go back into that whole rollover, as I call it, where it's like, well, there's no point in doing anything. I might as well just stay, you know, I might as well just stay in bed. And what's the point of me following my dreams? What's, you know, we could do that with every event that keeps happening. You know, you could say the war in Ukraine, or the possible war, you know, they're talking about the Third World War. Like, if we're constantly dragged down by that, then we're never going to thrive and survive. And that's what we should, each of us, be doing, thrive and survive. April the 8th, if anything happens, then it happens. We can't change it, but our mindsets, our heart-centered attitude can change it. And that's the way I feel anyway. And, you know, if the end of the world comes,
to remember we're a collective, and that when we focus our energy, it starts to say, we had so much to talk about, but we have done this when Debbie's been in hurricane season and there's been a massive storm that's supposed to decimate where you are. And it's not just us, we know there's other people, but you've been able to turn the storm, and we're not the only ones. Like, I mean, Art Bell did it on a show. He brought rain to Texas. They hadn't had, I mean, it was fires, and there wasn't rain predicted for months, and they did it. They got, the next day it was pouring rain. It wasn't predicted or anything. It can happen. That's how powerful we are. People don't realize that we have this power with our words, our thoughts, and our emotions. And you know, you get a collective, and wow, think of the things you could do.
Well, think of prayer circles, what prayer circles have done. You know, a few years ago, my other half almost died of double pneumonia and sepsis. And the doctor had actually said to me that night, the next 48 hours is critical. He could die. We may have to put him on a ventilator. And I reached out to everybody in all my groups and things. And I said, please put up a prayer, see him already healed. Not anything. You just have to say the mantra, already healed, already healed, already healed, over and over and over again. And that's what I did for that whole night while I sat. I couldn't sleep.
I remember.
And the next morning, up bounces this man that has been, had lost over 200 pounds. Like, he lost so much weight and was, hadn't eaten in days.
And you've nicknamed him Lazarus.
Yeah. Well, I said he was like the, it was like the rising of Lazarus, because even the doctor, when he came in the room and he was asking for food, he's looking at me and he's looking at him. Now, I'm not saying that all the medical, the banana bags, as they call them, where they put all those nutrients into the body, did not help, and all the drugs, that they were all part of it. But he was just, he called in the other doctor and they were all standing there and, you know, this is not possible, this is not possible kind of thing. And he looked at me and I said, do you believe in the power of prayer? Now, here where I live in Mexico, it's very Catholic. So yes, the power of prayer is very important. And he said, I do. But you know, still to this day, I think he was a little, you know, he's still the doctor that we see now and again. But that was the power, a collective group praying in the already healed for my other half, for my husband. And it worked. You know, so just imagine if we said a mantra that we felt was important over this time of April the 8th. Anybody got any ideas what that mantra could be? And then if we all just say that over and over and over again as a group collective, then could it change things? I certainly
say April the 8th, nothing's going to happen if we wanted. You could picture it, a beautiful sunny day, no matter where you are. I mean, there's lots of things you could picture it being, or that we will be, regardless of what goes on, we will be healthy and whole. The other thing people don't realize is, as human beings, we switch dimensions and timelines without even realizing that we do this. So we could even do that. I mean, there's so many things we could do, right? That even when you've got naysayers out there, there's so many people. The beauty and the difficulty, I'll call it, that we've gone through in the last couple of years is a lot of people have become more aware of how powerful we are. And I don't say this egotistically, but as human beings,
we are.
Yeah. Callie Hamilton says peace on earth. She said she could picture, I guess, us seeing all of us.
Mm-hmm. And I think that also has to be peace within as well, because if we're not at peace with ourselves, and as you said earlier, Laura Lee, loving ourselves, then we're not going to change anything. And that, I think, is why there's never peace on earth, because there's not peace within, if that makes sense.
There's not peace within. Plus, again, people forget that there's so many of, I don't see it as a divide, but let's call it the magician that sees the divide. Let's call us the 99% as we've been referred to. 99% is pretty big compared to 1%. So we have that power to stand together, united, you know, and I always say this, we don't have to agree to disagree, but it's a bigger picture. What does everybody want to see? Most people that are, let's say, have some common sense. And most people, there's other people that have greed and want money and want fame and want whatever. But we mostly just want to have a roof over our head, enough food on the table, right? That your family's taken care of, you're healthy and whole. Maybe if you've got pets.
You're healthy. Yeah.
And enough money, you know what, to be comfortable. Yeah. That's it. If those are the decent things I think most people would ask for. I could be wrong. There may be other things. But when you put it down to brass tacks, so maybe you don't agree about who's running this or who's running that, put that aside. Focus on the main picture for all of humanity, right? Yeah. To be safe, healthy, and whole, and in peace within and around.
Yeah.
Michelle says to belong.
To belong, yeah. But again, everybody wants to belong to something, and it doesn't have to be the same. And that's okay. You know, I akin it to going into the mall, which is some place that I really don't like to go. There are so many different clothing shops for women and shoe shops. And I'm like, how can there be so many? because everybody has their own different tastes, their own needs, their wants, etc. So, you know, maybe that's it, the case that we accept, I think is the word that I like, because we accept who we are in the bigger picture of things, because there's some people that I know don't accept me and what I do, and that's okay. That's their choice. I don't force myself onto them, but I accept me for who I am. And if that upsets people, then that's not for me to be concerned about it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And we do belong. We all belong. But some of the things, and I'm sure both of you too see this in your practice as well. And again, I see this with no judgment. But people will say things like, am I going to meet the person of my dreams? I'll finally be happy. But the thing is, until I think we have to be comfortable with ourselves. And that's where, again, it's not easy. There's not every day I love myself or I'm all love and light or anything. I'm not talking about that. But to be able to at least like yourself. And if you don't, if it's changeable, great. And if it's not, learning to accept it and love it for who you are, because this body is not who we are. Right? We're just having a human experience. We are the most incredible part of, well, a whole of a soul, but part of each other. So this is just a new car, if you will, that we're driving in this lifetime. But so in order to belong, I really believe we already do belong. So if we're feeling separate, that might be time to spend a little time working either on ourselves or looking at why we feel we don't belong, or maybe why we feel we aren't heard. Because there's always, we have to take some ownership in why there is an issue that we're feeling, right? There may be others with a part to play, but we also have to take ownership. What is that part maybe that I'm contributing to? Why maybe I'm feeling I don't belong? Maybe why I don't feel like I've been heard? Or, and really, does it really matter? I think this happens as we get older too. Does it really matter what other people think of you? There's enough people on this planet that you can find your tribe. I know that's kind of a cliche word, but there are enough people out there that you can find somebody that you gel with or mesh with or what have you. What do you ladies think?
Okay, so what somebody thinks about you is none of your business. It did not come from you. It is not of you. It is of that person, and that's it.
And they don't know your life. They don't know everything about you.
And leave it there. But if you take it on, you're taking it and creating it with it. So understand that.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that was like so pivotal for me to get that. So like, yeah, whatever somebody says about you, it's gossip. Who cares? I mean, I know it can be hurtful, but the big picture is here is no, it's not from you. You, that's not you. So ignore it. Leave it there. The other thing is one thing that, that I was able to do, I'd say in the last year, was it's another round of practicing boundaries. Mm-hmm. And I really got to the point of, I do not give a crap what you think. Mm-hmm. Leave me alone. And it is, it wasn't necessarily the nicest year in some areas of my life, but it was, I don't care. I will throw you out of my life. I do not need this. I cannot stand it. And I'm not going to stand for it. And
don't dump your trash here. I don't want your trash. Take your trash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just, no. And then the other one was, I realized there were like two or three topics that I just kind of, nope, I can't deal with this. And I kind of pushed them to the side. I did not realize, I haven't thought about them. I didn't realize I really let them go and hadn't even thought about them. And I was talking to a good friend and I'm like, wow. I mean, I really was able to toss them to the side. Never before in my life have I been able to do that, but we know that you should be able to just put it to the side and deal with it later when you can deal with it. Oh, I completely kicked it out of my life, like two different things. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. That's great. But, you know, now I have the space to deal with it. But at the time it was like, no. And the same thing with the boundaries with people, with relationships. It's just, well, not going to deal with it, not going to move me, not going to be swayed by it. And it feels really good to really not care what somebody thinks of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plus it makes space, like you just said, it makes space for something better in your life. Debbie, did you want to add something to that?
I was just going to say that in the past 2 to 3 years anyway, because of the divides and the conquers and that, I said, you know, for me, I've loved and lost many people, not died, but had to release them. Mm-hmm. Because from my perspective, and their perspective, all of a sudden we were at like this crunch, this bash, this bang. And I'm like, okay, I'm not prepared to play this game anymore. And so, yes, I've loved and lost them because like you, Leanne, it's like, I have so many things I want to still do and enjoy that if this person or persons want to come into my life and just create this like a washing machine effect, as I call it, where you're on this rotating and then you go into this huge spin cycle and you come out of it going, oh my gosh, you know. So that is something that sometimes it's taken me longer to learn than I should have. That's because I'm human, okay? But once it's learned, it's like I can see when it comes again. Sometimes it comes in a different format or a different way, that it catches me to the side and I'm like, okay, this is reminding me now of this particular thing in a different way. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
So when we release somebody, I always release them with love, because maybe their road is going in a different direction and or maybe mine is, I don't know. But it doesn't matter. We don't have to do it with anger and hatred and fear or, you know, wanting to crush another individual. We should just love and let them go. And yeah, some people have said to me, I don't know how you can do that with some of the things that have happened in your life. And I always say, if I hadn't, then I'd be still dragging that garbage along with me in the truck behind and I never release it. So well, sometimes
you have to. Well, you do. Well, Cindy said, I agree with you, as I had to release a lot of people for my own growth. The way I like to look at it is that when we run into these people, sometimes it takes time to heal, because it's usually I end up cutting off people that really have hurt me. Like, what did I learn from it? How do I avoid this in the future? But also, our contract is done.
Yes,
because a lot of people, where I get a lot of grief from people, and it's really nobody's business, is I have cut my family out of my life, my immediate family. And yes, a lot of us in this field have. And you know, Kelly Clarkson came up with something, and she's written a few songs about trying to have her dad as part of her life. And it really resonated with me yesterday. I just kind of took a holiday and did creating and put mindless videos on. But she had some wisdom in what she had said, when something becomes cancerous in your life and it keeps hurting you over and over, there comes a point in time where you have to cut it out. And sometimes that could be family. And I'm not telling people to dump your families, anybody listening here, but taking a look at the relationships. And I find that we do this, and I don't want to make this sound elitist, because it's not. We're all intuitive. But I think when we start looking at things a little differently and maybe looking into a little bit more of the spiritual perspective or road, that one of the things we sometimes have to take a look at is the relationships in our life, because research has shown that the five people we spend the bulk of our time with, and this does not have to be family, this for people listening or watching, this could be people from work, it could be your friends, whomever, we start to become the most like. And I just had this conversation with someone recently, I can't even remember who it was, and I said, you know, they've been tolerating friends that haven't been treating them well. And there's always drama, or there's always, everybody has to do what this one person wants to do in their friend group, and they keep getting hurt over and over. And I said, you don't have to put up with that. Sometimes it's okay to say, you know, I can't do this anymore. And the one thing I made peace with, and hopefully this may help somebody, regardless of who this is in your life, is that we can never change others. There's a lot of us out there, a lot of us women, especially with relationships where mm-hmm. we sort of think we can change him. If, you know, if he's married, he's going to change. Or if we have a baby, he's going to change. Or if we get together, he's going to change. I got news for you. The only person you are going to change is yourself. And sometimes that includes making the choice to change your life without that toxic relationship in it. Right?
Yeah.
I love the analogy. People come into our life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And we are so much told that, you know, family, you know, we should be there, supportive, and all the rest of it. But when you have a toxic family in your life, sometimes it's best to step away. And I jokingly said to somebody, you know, we chose our parents. So it was for us to learn something. Learn something.
So if you told me that years ago, though, I would have been, there is no way in hell I ever chose them. I know why I did now. And Debbie, I highlighted your comment, but it's covering up Debbie's lovely face, so I'll read it. Jody Cross says, great show, lovely. Thank you. We got a couple of people from Australia here. Debbie says, yes, people who continue to be toxic and are unwilling to grow and change are like you drinking poison over and over again. There comes a point where we have to step back to avoid that toxicity. Yeah. And that's where I was going with the spiritual path. That is one of the things some mentors will teach you, is to do a relationship evaluation. Mm-hmm. And it may sound selfish, but it gets back to the analogy. I know you're going to say something, Leanne, hang on. Is, you know, if you have a pitcher, you look at it like you have a pitcher. And I know we know this, but for people listening, and you keep pouring from it to share with others, if you don't start filling up that pitcher, or you're not going to have anything more to give. Go ahead, Leanne. Sorry.
Yeah. A relationship analysis, like every 6 months or a year or something, where like, who are in my life? How are my, you know, who are my friends? Who am I sharing my time with? Yeah. Just taking stock of everything you have, your relationships, and are they working for you or not? I recently had someone who I met through an online group that we no longer talk about. Anyway. And he's a nice guy and everything, but like three different times we've popped in and had conversations, and then he'll like leave for a little bit. All right, he just came back around, so it's like, hey, what's up, whatever. And I'm like, I wonder when he's going to ask for money. So like he'll ask a question, you know, whatever, and I'm like, I am so irritated by this guy. And so sure enough, he did. Hey, let's swap information, Cash App. And I was like, I haven't answered, and I'm so angry. And I'm like, why am I angry? I'm not sending him anything. And I thought, I wanted to send him something to explain myself. And I'm like, hell no. And I've been silent. And I'm just sitting here like, no. And I want to. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to. And you can figure out why. Because like when we have had past conversations, and you know, how are you doing? And I'll respond with something. Then it's, oh, that's great. And I'm like, no, dumbass. That's not what I said. And so I'm like, I'm done with you. Obviously it's made me really angry. It struck a chord with me. I'm like, I'm done.
No, but that's what I was saying about the friends. I was saying to this person, your friends, and I keep my inner circle very small. There should not be very little, if any, drama. When you should be looking forward to seeing them or speaking with them. It is a give and take relationship, in the fact that you don't do something for someone expecting something. That's not what I'm saying, but you shouldn't be the one always giving or taking. It should be. Yeah. And when you leave, you feel happy. You feel uplifted. You know who your friends are that are going to be there for you. Because I'll tell you, if you don't, or you think you got a whole group of friends, you go through some really crappy SHIT, you will find out who your friends are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's amazing how quickly they flitter into the distance. And then you realize who's there for you. And sometimes it's just you. But then all I say at that point is I pull my big girl pants up and then I get on with it.
That's right.
I'm done.
And you know what? And that's okay if you're there for you. And when you look forward in the future, it's not being retaliatory. I think it's really important about boundaries, that, you know what, if someone's got a good excuse and they're not there, fine. But we all know who, like you just mentioned, this friend, Leanne. And I think the part about the anger is, and I could be wrong, but I know we've all got people like that where you know what they're going to do. They're in your life only when they want something, and you keep hoping that maybe this time is going to be different. You do.
Well, you know what I found myself thinking was, okay, so let's talk. We'll see where this goes. But it was like he never once acknowledged, like when he asked, how are you? Oh, yeah, that was an empty question. So I'm like, you really hurt me. Because it's like, okay,
because he didn't care. He just wanted money.
Yeah. And so I'm just like, well, then why am I talking to you? And so, and I was trying to think about, well, I feel like this and this and this. And I thought, I'm just going to give you the silent treatment. You don't care if I were to say all this stuff to you or not. So I'm like, no, I'm just not going to respond to him, though I feel bad. But I'm not going to respond to him. I'm done. You know?
And let go of the guilt. Right? Because you know it's just going to go in one ear and out the other and probably move on to the next person to rotate to get what they need. Yeah. And we have people like that that are out there. We do. But I think that's part of what's that, Leah? What's that?
Like you've got a pot, the cauldron there, and you need to agitate it to mix it up, to get it all blended. And sometimes the agitator is there just because. Mm-hmm. And when
So getting past the pain of it, because you know, and I always say, I think I've said it as a mom, you don't just give birth to a child, you give birth to guilt. But it's not just being a mom. I think as women, and the way, and I'm not making a big thing about women and men here, but what I'm saying is I find most men to be very simple creatures. If you ask them what they're thinking and they tell you, if they say nothing, it really most times is nothing or not quite as complicated. Women are more, both of you were laughing.
I know.
We're more emotional and we tend to really think things through and, you know, this and that. But we also have a lot of guilt because I think we tend to overthink things. So it's learning to set our boundaries. I know that's one of my life lessons. And then when you say no, not to feel guilty when we say no. Mm-hmm. Because there are people that will milk that, that'll just, like, they know you're one of those people, right?
Mm-hmm. Somebody just told me a joke and Bob goes home to his wife and he's been playing golf with Jim. And Jim says, I'm divorcing my wife. And Bob says, oh, okay. And then goes home and he says to his wife, Jim's divorcing his wife. And then his wife said, but why? What happened? With his fault? He says, I don't know. That's all I needed to know. And that is exactly, and please, gentlemen out there, men just have, you know, it's like, oh, he's divorcing his wife. That's it. You know, he didn't need to know the details, but the women need to have all the details and the information. Like, you know, and that is the difference between men and women. I truly believe that because
I have explained to my partner, though, the reason why I love both of you. It, for many reasons, but I cannot stand, first of all, I can't stand nagging. I don't nag and I can't stand to be nagged. But the other thing is I can't stand drama and gossip. Oh. And neither one of you do that. And that you don't. And I understand I'm not pointing fingers, but for me, that's one of my pet peeves because 90% of the time, even 95%, it's never true. It's mean spirited.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. We've all said, hey, have you heard whatever? Yes, we have. But I'm talking about, and my rule of thumb is if I meet somebody and they're talking about people behind their back, I know they're going to be talking about me behind my back when I'm not there.
Mm-hmm. I remember many years ago, somebody coming up to me and saying, do you know what they're saying about you? And I said, no, but you do. And I said, I don't need to know. And you have to make a decision whether you believe them or not. And then I just walked away from the person. She was like, I don't want to know. I must admit, as I was walking away, I was like, what are those mean bitches talking about me about?
Yes.
You have to let it go. You have to let it go. I'm like, let it go.
Let it go. What were you going to say, Leah?
After I left my previous job, one of my ex-coworkers was basically talking about my boss and was like, you know, she said, and I was like, well, it's her. It's like, I don't care. I don't want to know. I mean, I was just like, bam, I don't work here anymore. No, I do not want to know what she thinks because I'm not there. But guess what? After I left that past job, 6 people quit after me. Mm-hmm. That, if that tells you something, in 1 year, 6 people quit after me. And I'm like, that's right, people. I started that train.
All aboard.
Kevin Razis on Dragon says, if they can respect your boundaries, because he had said before this, it's all about boundaries. I agree. And he said, that is the type to keep around as a friend. Yeah. Someone you can say not today, and they can be okay with that, LOL. Yeah. And you're absolutely right, Kevin. Yeah. Absolutely. So when we get back to April the 8th, and we're seeing everybody fear-mongering and being afraid and all of this, we have a choice. Do I choose to? And I've dipped my toes in it. I have too. I've finally given it up that regardless of what happens, and this is where I'm going with the choice, you have the choice to jump into the fear pool, or you have the choice to go on with life and with the acceptance that whatever's going to happen is going to happen, with the proviso that in your mind, you've pictured that you are going to be perfectly fine, happy, and healthy.
Yeah.
What do you ladies think?
That's how I see April 8th. It really is. Like, I'm thinking maybe spend some time with yourself, meditation or spirit time, creative time, workshop time, whatever you call that. And I really just see it as it's going to be a fine day. Okay. I mean, but there's a lot going out there. I know there's a lot of stuff being tossed around of what ifs and all that, but I don't know. I don't see it. So
I'm what about okay. you, Debbie?
It's going to be a good day.
Yes. We had the partial eclipse a few months back here and came across Mazatlan. Now Mazatlan is a crack center of where the eclipse passes through. I've just got to work out what time it is. And I thought it was 2 hours, but that's the totality of the whole reach. It's like 4 to 6 minutes, because I was saying, oh, 2 hours of darkness. This could be interesting. But mm-hmm. it isn't. It's like 4 minutes for where we are. And it's just the totality from where it starts to where it ends. That's how many hours. But, you know, I truly believe, like, Mazatlan's going to be a gong show. I know that. So will we go out in our vehicle that day onto the street? No, because it's probably everybody and his mother will be out partying. Like, we've just had Santa Samantha here, which is Easter. And everybody, like the nationals, the Mexicans love to celebrate. And of course, that is on the beach, and that is with tequila, and that is with all the fun things with family and stuff like that. So I'm looking on the basis that we might go to some friends. We might just stay here. We might go later in the day, but we're going up onto the rooftop to watch the solar eclipse and enjoy it. We've got the glasses and everybody's saying, well, your eyes will get damaged. I said, well, they didn't last time when we watched the partial eclipse. So I'm assuming it will work on the same way because they're the NASA glasses that we purchased. So again, it's like fear, 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 fear. So again, everybody has their choices to make. I am going to sit beforehand and meditate because I feel it's a very important day in my history anyway, because the next one's in another 44 years time. I hope I'm around to see it. So, you know, when this kind of thing happens, I think we should just embrace it and enjoy the time. So don't get caught up in the fear. If something bad is going to happen, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, it's not going to make any difference.
Yeah, so, what are you going to do about it?
Exactly. You know, somebody, I lived in England in the 1960s and 70s when there was all the fear about Russia and the nuclear bombs and things like that. And at that time, I had a young son, and I went into this whole fear of, you know, how am I going to protect him and that kind of thing. And then I thought, you know what, if it was to happen, I hope we're right in the main blast and we're not going to be here. Because there was a whole series that they did, which was how people acted after the fact. And I'm like, I don't want to live in a world like that. I don't want to be there in that. So that then, you know, this is all sort of coming up again with different things that are going in around the world. I'm like, you know what, you can spend your rest of your life being in fear, that it's not worth it. It truly is not. And yes, for people with young families and young children and kids and grandchildren and things like that, yeah, it can be a little bit concerning and that kind of thing. But don't think that way. Think in a positive way.
Okay, I agree. But okay, so Cindy, you had said, yeah, the same. but you said where my daughter is in New York around Niagara Falls. Okay. So you guys have been told this ahead of time. They're claiming in Canada, in the US, Niagara Falls is going into state of emergency. I don't know if it'll be in Canada or what. But my point is, so if you've been given this as a heads up, be prepared. Be prepared with the mindset that you're going to be perfectly safe. Everything's going to be fine. If there could be a power outage, if you're able to, get yourself a generator. If you're not, if you can light your barbecue or you can have wood or fire, get candles, get water, get everything you need. Because I think it's Kathy that said she lives in Florida and she keeps lots of fresh water because, or like you, Debbie, you're in the storm path as well too, right? People, prepared. And if you don't need it, it's canned goods, it's candles, it's water, it's going to get used. So that would be my suggestion. And if they're telling you all this, then you know, right? Be prepared as best as you can and have some peace of mind, because regardless of what it may or may not be, there's nothing we're going to do to change it, except collectively picturing we will be healthy, whole, and safe.
I feel that the state of emergency in Niagara is going to be for the pure volume of people that are going to go there to see this 4-minute amazing thing. So yes, there's going to be volumes of people. Same as here in Mazatlan, volumes of people. You know, hotels are sold out, everything's sold out here because people, in fact, I think it's NASA and whoever is the big astronomer, they're coming specifically to Mazatlan to photograph the eclipse and to monitor it from here. So there's going to be a lot of traffic, human traffic, car traffic, vehicle traffic. And yes, so we're probably going to see a volume of police here more than usual. That's okay by me. I'm just going to stay home till later on in the afternoon, maybe, and then we'll go out and do something. Or we may just stay here for the day. You know, like, I think common sense has to come in.
Next Monday, right?
Sorry?
That's next Monday. Guess what, guys?
A week away.
So tell you what, I just realized, I forget who's coming on. I'll have to check for April the 8th. We get to all check in next Monday and hear what happened all around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I want all your viewers to check in and see all the amazing stuff that happened, you know.
I'm going to check it out.
I think there's going to be a lot of amazingness because, you know, the concept of state of emergency is just, I think, for pure volume of people, tourists, like Mazatlan, you know, just for Easter. It was a gong show. I can send you pictures of the beaches. You couldn't have put a person on the beach anywhere along in Mazatlan because everybody was out there partying. And that's beautiful. Oh, wow. I love it because it's meant to be. It was a celebration of, you know, and today here is Easter Monday anyway, as well as April Fool's Day and all the other things. So it'll be fine.
Hi, Howie. You know. And Kathy says got the wrong one here. In the U.S. has activated the National Guard in the States once it passes over. Oh, it's Monday. Kevin says, I'm off anyway. Good for you, Kevin. You can have all the smoke breaks you want. Actually, I forgot to say this at the beginning. I usually do. Next week, we are having Lucky Paranormal on the Angel Rock, unless something happens, but sometimes things happen scheduling wise. But I want to read this. I forgot to read this. I usually read at the beginning. So if you're just tuning in, first of all, you're listening to 105.3 and 107.7 of the beautiful city of New Orleans to UFO Paranormal and United Public Radio Network to the Angel Rock. And I'm your host, Laura Lee Potvin. I have my amazing, close, good friends and returning guests. They were here January 1st. You wanted them back. Now they're here for April the 1st. Leanne Clark and Debbie A. Anderson. But let me share this with you. Come and hang out with us in Thunder Bay in Northwestern Ontario, Canada, where I am from, this October 4th to 6th in 2024 for the Lake Superior Paranormal Convention. Tickets are available now. There's VIP plus Supernatural and VIP tickets, but they are limited. There's regular passes as well. So there will be talks, workshops, a paranormal investigation, and vendors. And I will be one of those. Guest speakers will include Shane Pittman, Jeff Belanger, our own Carrie Lynn Shellhorn. She is on Fridays with Spirit Switchboard from 6 to 8 p.m. She's an incredible medium, paranormal investigator, and I absolutely adore her. I finally get to meet her in person. And where am I here? I'm losing my, without my glasses. She will also be giving messages from Spirit on the Sunday. And she's going to be having, it's an event she holds. She's down in the Guelph area. It's Spirit and Sweets on Sunday. With messages from Spirit. And then the Travel Channel's Beyond the Haunting will be here. Dee McCauley from Dark History, the Winnipeg Paranormal Group, and myself. I'm going to be doing a talk too. So make sure you check it out. It's going to be put on by Lucky Paranormal, who will be here next Monday on the Angel Rock. And if you want to get tickets, you just look up Lake Superior Paracon, all one word.com. And I hope you guys come. It's beautiful here, especially at that time of year. Forgot to mention that. Howie's going nice. Hi, Aussie Jen. She says, hello, all. We also had somebody else earlier. I did get a chance to say hi to them. I don't think I've seen their name on here before. I'm going to go higher and see if I can. Oh, there we go. Where did you go? You just, Smoky Mountain Wanderer. I hope you're still here. We weren't ignoring you. And thank you for finding us, because I have no idea what went on with technology. We were under the Angel Rock to go live. And poor Debbie in Mexico, her power's been going in and out and Wi-Fi. So we were late starting, and for some reason we still don't, I've never had this happen. It switched us over into my Thursday spot for the thing at the foot of the
bed. We're all the fools here today.
What's that?
We're all the fools.
I do producing on the network. I have produced my own show many, many, many obviously times. I've never had that happen. Never.
Leanne, now we know why we couldn't get on. We're sitting in the back room. We're here. It's like, no, you're not. Anyway, I love technical.
Well, I figured it out. Z Sun Dragon said, because there was all those comments on my YouTube channel on the Angel Rock. He goes, it was live, and all of a sudden it just went click and switched off. He said that in here. So I think because we went over time, I think with Facebook, you've got a 10 or 15 minute window. And if you go over that, you have to rebook it again. So I don't know what happened. I have no idea, everybody, but I'm glad you guys all found us. Thank you.
Maybe we talked to April the 8th and it was to do with the eclipse and we've just been in a time warp.
I have been saying this more and more lately to people that, you know, we always get people contacting us with questions or, you know, want to book a reading or whatever, or just share an experience. And I've had so many people say over the years, I need to share something with you or ask you about it, but it's really strange. You're going to think I'm crazy. And I always say, try me. No. So far, I have yet to have been shocked. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, like crazy, weird stuff. Hey, you know what just hit me? Wouldn't that be interesting if disclosure happened all of a sudden, like not through any authorities or the magician, but it just happened, like the whole world got to meet friendlies from another planet?
Wouldn't that be cool? I think when they're going over Canada, they'll say, we know that one. Okay, I'm not going to go into the Canadian joke there. Any Canadians, they know, they've seen that little Memmy that's going around about, don't take me to your leader.
Yeah, don't. No, wouldn't that be cool? That would be pretty cool. Because I don't know about you guys, but I've been seeing more strange, weird things.
I'm sorry.
What's that, Leanne?
I said, well, how do you know it's not already happening? And then I'm like, oh, wait, maybe I should just speak for myself.
Well, no, what I was going to say, we just got a few minutes left. We got about less than 10 minutes. I've been seeing more and more and more people taking pictures of weird, strange things caught on camera. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. Like in the skies, in their homes, in the forests, everywhere.
Well, I had the same thought this morning. That's funny you say that, because me watching like these 5 compilation channels, I'm just like, man, there's a lot of stuff and I'm a year behind. I mean, wait till I catch up. There's so much.
On the 16 days that I was traveling, we went to one of the grutas, which a gruta is caves, caverns. And the one thing that Chris and I have managed to do because of the altitude, Mazatlan is like zero, and the altitudes we've been of like so many miles, 8 miles, 10 miles, however many miles high. We couldn't understand why we were getting, like, we couldn't breathe and the dry air. So now we're like sprinting around, now we're back, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is absolutely amazing. But anyway, so we went into these caves, and what I was seeing was so many faces in the rock formations, that when I was taking them, anybody that's friends with me on Facebook, they'll see that when I posted all these photographs, I cannot believe how many faces are in there. So I sometimes feel that they're peeking out from behind going, do you see me? Do you see me? So because it's too incredible not to see them. And a few months ago when I went to the Valley of the Giants as well, when some of the rock formations there are just incredible. So,
well, the things you guys have with history and stuff over in Mexico too, right? It seems like every area of the world has strange things that happen. Mm-hmm. Kathy just said the veil is very thin between dimensions now, and she's right. Sorry, yeah, I was messaging you somebody.
I forgot to bring my little guy that I bought in because he looks like a Bigfoot. And I bought him, he's like a little puppet. And I had to buy him from the guy because I said to Chris, it's just like a Bigfoot. I'll take a photograph and I'll send it to you. But he's such a cute little, he's got this sort of furry front and this weird looking face that somebody's carved out of wood. So,
oh, it's made out of wood?
Yeah. Oh, it's all made out of wood. It's not metal. They make them here, like each craftsperson, if you like, makes their different puppets. So, and I just liked him, and that was the only one he had, so he's a bit dirty and dusty because it's the one he's been using to show people. He didn't have any packaged. He had different ones he wanted to give me, and I'm like, no, I want him. He's my little gruta man, my little caveman, I call him.
So your gruta man. Well, Aussie Jen just said you can feel it all changing if you are sensitive.
Yeah. Yes.
I think even if you don't know what it is, like whether you identify with being Kasun, he's everybody finally found us. Sorry, I was messaging. We have a station manager and I seen her. That's if you see it. I sent you guys a private message. I was going, I swear it switched on us because she goes, you're in the wrong time slot. I said, I'll message you after. So thank you. I was messaging.
She's crazy.
No, I'm not. I've never
dimension. I think we've flipped dimensions here.
We had crazy stuff happen. I'm not sure what that was. We were late starting. Darn Mexico. Well, actually, we should say darn Mexico. We should say thank you, Mexico, because you had no power all day.
Yeah.
And then it went out again just before we went live. So, right?
And so, because the crazy thing, even my property manager said, that's not possible. I said, I have lights, but there's no power coming out of the plug sockets in the wall. And he said, that's not possible. I said, it is possible because my microwave and nothing is working. And yet the lights
are off. Or breakers or anything? Could that have happened? Or just was the power?
All the power. So it was either just not coming through the source. And he was concerned it had fried our Wi-Fi router block or whatever. Thankfully, thank you, Spirit, it didn't. But it was just quite amusing.
And then, we were late because we were waiting. And then it kept picking in and out. How many times did you get kicked out of Switchboard or StreamYard before we finally got you on?
I took a 7-hour journey to get back here because the internet where I was so bad. So I'm like, don't do this to me, please.
Well, it all worked out. And like I said, next Monday, we were talking about April the 8th. Next Monday is April the 8th. So all of you, I'll have to pop it. We will be under the right channel. I've never, and like I said, in all the years had this happen, but we will be under the right channel. So I want to hear if you're willing to let us know what happened. Because I think the eclipse only goes over North America, doesn't it? South America? Or is it just North America?
There's a pattern that is going across. I couldn't tell you all the area.
Well, remember we were looking and we could only find it going over North America, And then we went to plot it on the map. The only, remember every map we checked, it would only get so. Kasun, you're over in Sri Lanka, like you're, and people from Australia that are in here, you guys aren't going to get hit with the eclipse, right? I'm sure they'll let us know, because we've got people in here from all corners of the globe. So, well, ladies, we're almost out of time. So I'll let Leanne go first. Can you tell people where to get a hold of you and what you do, like how people can book stuff with you and so on? Then we'll go to Debbie.
Yes. You can find me on Facebook at The Crystal Architect. You can find me on Instagram at Architect The Crystal. Mm-hmm. And you'll find my contact information there. I do crystal healing. I do crystal assessments, and I do Akashic record readings.
Cool. And Debbie, tell them everything you've got and how to get a hold of you and get your decks and everything.
Easier just to go to my website, vibrational-energy.com, and you'll see all my decks on there. There's lots of free stuff on there. And it'll tell you all the links to my Facebook, Instagram, that kind of stuff.
Cool. Well, I want to thank you ladies for being on here tonight. And you guys, again, you found us. Like I said, I've never had that happen before. Now I'm going to try and explain this afterwards because I was going to message our network manager anyways because I knew she'd see this. And so with the Joe who owns a network going, what the heck is this? So I have no idea what happened, but nonetheless, you found us. So I'm glad you're here. So like I said, next Monday night, we have Lucky Paranormal coming on. So, Kasun said, what's that, Laura Lee? Sorry, you didn't catch it. Well, you did, because we are under the thing at the foot of the bed instead of the angel rock. It switched because we had technical difficulties. That's all I can tell you. I was not in the wrong room. It was crazy. But anyways, next Monday, what I said. Thank you. Kathy says, great show. So did Kevin. The eclipse is going on, but we believe it's only happening over here in North America. And people are mentioning from other parts of the world that no, they haven't heard anything about it. And I think the map only shows North America.
Yeah.
Anyways, next week, Monday, Lucky Paranormal is going to be here on the Angel Rock. And we're going to be talking about the Lake Superior Paracon and spooky stuff that goes on in this neck of the woods where I live and they live in Thunder Bay. If you ever want to get a hold of me to book a reading, I do teaching and mentoring. I do energy healing. You can get a hold of me on theangelrock.com. Or better yet, quickest, easiest way to get a hold of me usually is on Messenger. You can just message me under my Facebook profile, Laura Lee Podvin, or any social media platform. I'm on every platform you can think of. Also, I have two groups on Facebook, Paranormal University for all things paranormal, the Angel Rocker Tribe for all things spiritual. Don't forget, this Thursday, we actually will be the thing at the foot of the bed with my amazing co-host, David Hansel, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget about our group that we started, the thing at the foot of the bed with Laura Lee Putman and David Hansel. We are almost at 100. When we get to 200 people, David and I are going to start going live in there every now and then to do free one question readings or answer questions or what have you. So we'd love to have you join us there on Facebook. I think that's everything I want to say. So thanks, ladies, for being here. We will do this again. I promise we will do it again. Thanks for being here, ladies. And sending you all so much love and light. We will see you on Thursday and then again next Monday. And we're all going to be here saying we're all safe and sound. Everything's fine. Okay, see you soon, guys. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.